So a petition is currently before Select Committee asking doctors to inform parents if a girl under 16 wants an abortion. And the Ministry of Justice Policy Manager Caroline Greeney said that there was a groundbreaking decision in 86 that a child's age should not be the biggest factor in whether they're allowed to make a decision for themselves. And doctors currently consider whether a person is capable of making a decision based on whether they understand both the procedure and the consequences of it. Now, Family First, Bob McCoskrie was involved in this petition. Good morning.
Good morning, Leighton.
So bring us up to date.
Okay, so a petition goes before Parliament on behalf of Hilary Keift, who's a Stratford mother. Her teenage daughter attempted suicide after a secret abortion organised by the local school. And so the petition is asking that parents, by default, be notified, except in exceptional circumstances. So it's not even asking for authority from the parents. It's simply the parents being informed. And when I've sat down with other parents who have been in similar situations, they've all said, look, of course they'd be disappointed, of course they'd be gutted, they'd probably be a little bit angry at the boy who was sleeping with their daughter as well. But at the end of the day, it's their daughter and they want to support her and, you know, help her through the situation. Mm-hmm. So it's the role of parents. What's really concerning, Leighton, about what the Ministry of Justice is saying is that you've got to take it to not just this one issue, but they're saying that a child can give permission or no, let me put it the other way. A parent is breaching their child's rights if the parent forces the child to do something. So, for example, if my 11-year-old daughter doesn't want to have her immunisation or doesn't want her tonsils out or doesn't want to take her medication or maybe an operation, which she did have, which was necessary and life-saving, you know, and obviously the child's going to be anxious about it, I'm breaching their rights if I say, well, sorry, darling, you need to have it because it's in your best interests. I mean, that's how far it goes, and it's just idiotic and it's dangerous thinking.
Would it be, in a situation like you described, would it be because of the, you're telling your 11-year-old daughter she's got to do something and she doesn't want to do it and she's defying you or trying to? Would it be because of the lack of, shall we say, family connection that she was doing that? And that was what was causing the problem, because a normal 11-year-old, 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 14-year-old, if they needed something, some procedure that was appropriate to save their life or whatever it was, then they would take their parents' advice.
Well, then you get into cognitive ability of younger people, this whole area of autonomous capacity. I mean, these are all technical terms. I mean, I heard you earlier talking about having a good relationship with your parent. Well, I think you talk to any teenager at any time during their teenage years and they will say that sometimes they had a really great relationship and other times they couldn't stand them and their parents knew nothing.
It can be volcanic.
And yet the parents are doing a great job and have the child's welfare at heart. So, you know, the policy of non-parental notification has been based on two things. Firstly, that it's taking into account the exceptional circumstance where you have got a mongrel parent who is a danger to the child, and it doesn't matter that it's related to this particular issue, it's on any issue, the parent is a danger to the child. But that's the exception. But the other issue is that this is the only medical procedure where parental notification isn't required. And as one of your letter writers said just before, if there's a complication from the abortion, the parent's consent is then required for further treatment. I mean, it's ironic.
No, I don't think it's ironic. I think it's madness.
Yeah, and it's the ideology behind this one medical procedure of abortion.
Yeah. Well, I'd make a quick suggestion to you, and that is that it has more to do with the actual subject of abortion than it does with anything else. And the pursuit of that particular topic over a lengthy period of time by some rather radical-type people.
But my concern is that the statements by the Ministry of Justice that a parent should not be informed about a medical issue affecting their child because it might breach their child's rights. I think every parent should be up in arms about that type of ideology coming out of the government.
I agree with you. All right, appreciate it, Bob. Thank you.
Cheers, Layton.